gather here hand in hand. Welcome to His Stories Broadcast with Pastors Gil Michelle and Kevin Michelin. Every person has a journey in this life, and God is indeed with us in our journey. In this broadcast, you will be encouraged as you hear others share stories of ways that God has worked in their lives. If you are having questions about God, or you know Jesus and like being encouraged and inspired, then we ask that you pay close attention to the program to hear stories of changed lives. In both church and the courtroom, we call these stories testimonies. So stay tuned with Kevin and Gil as we hear some incredible testimonies from inspiring witnesses. It's time to testify.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us. And good afternoon.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Gil. Good seeing you.
Yeah, you too. Hey, before we get started, why don't we just go ahead and do as we usually do, open up in a word of prayer. Yeah. Father, we thank you so much for being with us. We thank you for this podcast. We thank you for another day that you've given us. One scripture says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And so, Lord, we make the choice. We will ourselves to be joyful and to be glad in this day that you've given us, Lord God. And we thank you for all that you're doing.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. But if you heard that in the background, we have a couple students here from The Crossing. Yeah. We could put a little plug in for them.
Yeah.
And it's great to have them observe and kind of on a field trip with us. And But Gil, how are you doing?
I am doing well. Actually, today's my birthday.
Hey.
And so, yeah,
happy birthday.
I'm a young 21 plus, and
put the plus in there.
The plus, the plus. But yeah, it's been good, man. I've been so far this morning. By this time of the day, it's only about 9:30 in the morning that we're recording, and I've been called twice this morning. I've been a whole choir of my nieces and nephews saying happy birthday.
Fun.
I got a phone call from South Africa.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, this guy, this church planter called and said the Lord put him on my heart this morning, and he sang happy birthday to me. It's nothing like being sung happy birthday by a Nigerian pastor early in the morning from South Africa. Oh, yeah. It was precious, but it's been good.
World.
I'm doing fine. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I had a obviously, with the we're recording this, so we're just coming off of a long weekend here with Memorial Weekend. But the one thing, it was just really a good opportunity to be with family. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you get in the hustle and bustle of things, and you forget about doing those things, which is very crucial, very important.
Yep.
And one thing I did learn is the fact that my kids are getting older. We went to a zoo, and not too far away from us, and it's a great zoo. It's over in Fort Wayne.
Yeah,
we went over there. It's great.
It is.
The one thing is I've got a 12 and 14 year old, and they're going, yeah, okay, that's nice. That's nice.
Doesn't have quite the wow factor anymore.
Yeah,
huh?
At 9 or 10, it's kind of a wow thing.
Yeah.
It's been good. Very refreshing, and so kind of going back into the thing of got to work again,
right?
So,
that thing,
that thing. So, but it's been good.
Good. Thing, well, so. Many of you are probably waiting, like, all right, well, who's the guest?
Yeah, who's the guest?
Who's the guest today? Kevin and I are the guests.
Yeah,
we're the host and the guest. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're 21 episodes into the His Stories broadcast so far.
That's phenomenal.
And I don't know about you. I just every week I stand in amazement after we record, after we meet the guests that we're privileged to interview.
We are,
and I keep going, man. How did this happen? Like,
right.
But we're on this journey. We're on this ride, interviewing great people, interviewing just pretty much regular people who a great God is doing things through.
Yes,
and we get to sit front seat and ask questions and listen to their stories. And so we just kind of wanted to kind of take a break and just no interview today, but just talk about what kind of how we feel things are going so far and take a little break 21 episodes in and just talk about what God is doing. So what's been your reaction so far?
Yeah, it's been rich to me. Yeah. Just to be almost feel like we're here on the program, but it's almost like I'm in the stands and I get the opportunity just to hear what it is that God's doing through people's lives, how he's transforming them.
Right.
And when I hear that, I'm in awe.
Yeah.
I'm in awe of what God is doing through his vessels. And before this program, you would hear things and maybe it's your local church or whatever, but to actually hear, for me, to be in the studio with different people who their lives are being changed, whether it's, you know, forgiveness or or it's just a, you know, just a complete transformation in someone's life where they were addicted to something and whatever that addiction might have been.
Right.
And God has removed that. That just doesn't happen by itself.
Right.
You know, especially when it comes to, well, I shouldn't say especially. There's just to hear those unique stories. So it's been rich for me to just soak that in.
Yeah.
To hear people and, and as it comes. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is actually a good opportunity, too, to get the listening audience to kind of get a little bit more perspective from us and our lives. People just know, like, we're the hosts here. We're pastors as well. We're in ministry. We've been in ministry for a number of years. So, I mean, I remember a pastor I know, he goes, he would always greet me by going, "So what's God saying?" And I go, "Oh, no pressure." But what's God doing in you right now, Kevin? What's going on in your personal life? I know, of course, from knowing you, that you've been in a almost in a year of transition in a number of different ways. So let me interview you and ask you, what's God doing in your life these days?
Yeah, he's doing some very rich things right now. I've shared this before, but it's sometimes it'd be great if you just had these Moses moments. It'd be great, you know. It'd be great to be able to answer that question back. Well, what's, you know, what's God saying? It'd be great to have that Moses moment where you have that burning bush right in front of you, and God just says, with his very deep voice, which I do not have, you know, to be able to go, you know, "Son, this is what I want you to do, and I want you to do this for the next 10 years of your life, and you will be fulfilled, and all things will be great." That's unfortunately not how he's working with me at this point. And he is just simply taking me through these different obedience steps to say, okay, this is what I want you to do.
Right.
I'm only going to give you this little segment of it at a time. And that is probably the hardest thing because we all as human beings, including me, definitely me, I'd love to be able to go, okay, let me just jump on board on your train, wherever that might be, and I'm ready. You want me in the caboose? I'll be in the caboose. You want me at the engine? I'll be at the engine. Doesn't matter, but I'll be happy to do it. But the transition, this sort of generalities, but the transition has been, in many ways right now, it's like, well, where does his stories look in my life with the program here? And and to be able to see that, maybe that's more of a ministry than what I had originally thought it would be. It has been, it has flourished so far. It's been wonderful to be a part of it. And transitioning out of the possibility of being a pastor per se in a local church, but one thing that God has given to me, which has been very clear, and that's and I've been really, especially when you get a chance to get away for a little bit,
your perspective, don't you?
It does.
You think differently. Yeah,
you do. And I was driving down the road, didn't have much else to think about, but it's just really talking and praying to the Lord. While I was driving, and God just reminded me of what he shared with me. It's been about 5-6 years ago now. He said, "Feed my sheep." And I thought I was relieved of that when I, not too long ago, I had asked the congregation if I could no longer be on their pastor's staff. And I thought in many ways, God has relieved me of that. And God spoke to me very clearly over the weekend. He's just like, "No, I haven't relieved you of that.
Right.
I want you to feed my sheep." And I'm like, oh, that went for much further than what I thought. And so that's really the plan and the goal.
Good.
Is to see, you know, where God's going to take that directive. If I, again, it'd be great if he'd be able to say, "Okay, I want you to go and do this specific thing."
Right.
But I do sense that God is at least leading, definitely with this program. So
you still are feeding. You're just not.
Yeah.
You're doing it in a different capacity.
It's in a different capacity. Yeah.
Some might even argue in a greater capacity.
Yeah.
Man, you're feeding people on a local congregation, maybe 100, 200 people.
Right.
How many people listen to this podcast?
Right.
You know, on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
We'd like to think that that's happening, but you know, the way you're feeding them is different, and could be actually much more than what you thought. So, that's awesome. It's good. That's good. That the way God reminded you, in many ways, is very much like a burning bush experience to let you know, hey, just because it doesn't look like what you thought it would look like, doesn't mean it's not effective or even more effective.
Yeah.
You were just sharing with me before we got on air about a message you heard this past week about how if we – maybe just share that really quick.
Yeah,
because that was really powerful. I'm thinking about that now as you share this story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, it was really encouraging. It's probably one of the best sermons I've heard in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you. I take no offense.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Besides you, Gil. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a gentleman, as I was listening to it, he just kept saying that we have a good father.
Yeah.
And that was sort of, that was a definite theme throughout his whole, that was throughout his whole time with us. And he brought up the fact that he's got his original prayer. And I love hearing stories, you know, kind of like it. So it makes sense what we're doing here.
Right.
But he shared a story that was very, very clear and evident to me. And that was he said when he was younger, a young man, he prayed that he wanted to be a missionary. Mm-hmm. And he lived down in the Napanee area. And he's like, God, you know, basically, you know, get me out of this area,
right,
out of this rural town,
right,
you know. And God was very clear to mm-hmm. him. He said it wasn't audible, but it was very clear. He just said, no,
mm.
no. You're not going anywhere like that. You're
right.
I'm not going to send you as a missionary.
Right.
And so instead, what happened was he went to was employed by a church that was not more than 15 miles away from where he grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of like, no,
right.
You know, I can't do this. No way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, God, he said he now has looked back on since that time. And you know, at the time he's thinking, God, you're giving me snake, you know, a snake instead of bread. You know, what are
right.
you doing? Why, you know, you say that you're not going to give me a snake, but so it must be good in here somewhere. But this makes no sense. And that, he kept saying that throughout the whole time, when God doesn't make sense. And what took place though instead was he found that the Lord was actually feeding him, and he then as a youth leader, within this fairly good sized church, it's a pretty good sized church in the area. He then was able to take multiple mission trips. I mean, he rattled off country after country after country after country that he's been to, and so fulfilled that prayer that he desired for.
Right.
And then all the multiple of children and teenagers who he was able then to help disciple and bring into the kingdom as well. So yeah, and it just really hit me. It's like God is doing some amazing things when you think that it doesn't make any sense. It does make sense.
Amen.
So.
Amen. Well, thank you. Man, that's awesome to hear. It's funny how we think, I think they say the straightest, the most direct or fastest way to a place is a straight line.
Yeah.
And, but God.
Yeah.
He doesn't do the straight line thing. It's like
that.
All around the world to get to that one place that he's trying to get you to.
Yeah.
And, man, that's awesome to hear. I and I'm watching it happening in your life too. You know, just having the privilege walking by you in friendship and ministry. I'm seeing. I really believe God has great things in plan in store and planned. And it doesn't always happen in that straight route.
That straight
route.
Yeah,
no. But yeah, we'll talk about that some more after this quick word. We'll come back and jump back in. It's a little bit what God is doing in both of our lives.
Absolutely.
And
get to interview you.
Yeah, you get to interview me. So we'll be back right after this.
Great.
So let me ask you, who is doing the bookkeeping and payroll for your church? Is it the pastor or a very worn out volunteer? Why not contact the experts at churchaccountingservices.com? We work within your schedule to make sure these important financial tasks are taken care of at a price you can afford and with no fuss. So contact us today at churchaccountingservices.com.
Attention all contractors, property owners, and construction managers. Are you looking for an environmentally friendly demolition service that will save you money while providing jobs to those in need? Then look no further. Jenka Services keeps you conscious while employing and training people who need jobs. We also offer finishing services like drywall installation and site prep work. So call Jenga Services today at 574-520-0225 and receive a free quote for your project.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. And we are back with the His Stories broadcast and podcast. Yeah, we were just talking with Pastor Kevin about, you know, the great, mighty mission that God has him on. And he was telling us about his Mount Moriah experiences, his burning bushes. And so... anything else, Kevin, that God is doing, or just...
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing with my life right now. It's like, okay, well, what is the next step? Yeah. Where are you taking us? Mm-hmm. And when I say us, you know, myself and my family, and yeah. you know what's happening, mm-hmm. Definitely anybody who wants to pray about that, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
The one thing I wanted to hear about is how about you, Gil? What is God speaking? And since go use the pastor's term that you would say before, and how is he moving in your life and some of those areas?
It's been an interesting ride on our side as well. My wife and I, Marquita, we started our church, that church downtown,
right.
in downtown South Bend area. And this September, it's going to be 3 years since we launched. And it has been quite educational. Let me say it that way. It's been good, quite honestly. We've seen God do some amazing things in these short years. And most of all, the work has been in us.
Inside.
About how we perceive ministry and how we perceive what even successful ministry looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talk to people who have small churches and you're like, well, it's not about the numbers. You know, it's usually right, like, yeah, oh, it's not about the numbers. But they're like, but if you know, if you want to send 200 people, we won't be upset. but we really have seen the growth happen in the people that are called to our church.
Mm.
We've seen growth, the roots. It seems like roots are being planted first.
Right.
So then you go, well, Lord, I don't understand why we're not growing, or how come numerically things are not happening so much?
Mm-hmm.
But you see the growth in people.
Yeah.
And any good sized building that's going to be built has to have a good foundation.
Absolutely.
And you know, as you know. it's been really interesting on that side as far as ministry. And continuing along those lines, it's also been really powerful to see what God is doing with His Stories broadcast.
Yeah.
We're at a transitional time right now where you know, this show could do could go in a lot of different directions.
It could.
You know, we've sat down, Kevin and I, and we've dreamed, you know, like, mm-hmm. what if God wants to do this, you know, or do that, or put us on this or that, you know, and or put us on a higher platform or a bigger stage.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we'd be upset with that.
No, not at all. It'd be great.
I don't think so. I think I'm speaking for both of us
absolutely.
To say
we're,
that.
We're on the same page.
Yeah. but, you know, but in the process, in the journey, man, God has been literally blowing our minds. I noticed some days after we finished an interview and a testimony, and we're sitting back like,
wow,
what? What just happened?
Yeah.
And some of the most unassuming people, they come in, hey, this is my story. And then they start talking and opening their mouths. We're like, what?
Yeah.
Who are you? You know?
You are scripture right in front of
exactly.
us.
Exactly. Living epistles. And so it's been awesome for us, too. And I just want to thank you guys and encourage you to keep sending in testimonies. Contact us as well. Shameless plug there.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so as far as that goes, it's been quite humbling to see the caliber of people and the stories and the transparency in people in sharing their testimonies.
Yeah, I would agree with this. When you mentioned the word transparency, it has been refreshing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, I love God's church. I mean, this is not a knock.
Right.
But a lot of times you do get in your Sunday mode.
Yeah.
And you go in, you go, okay, I'm going to do this, and then you leave. And a lot of times when you go to church, that's kind of how it is.
Yep. You speak your Christianese.
Yeah, and, you got to, hey, I'm looking, I'm looking this way and that way, and I'm looking good, and you no foul language, you know, comes out. otherwise, it'd be a very interesting
yes,
church.
Yes, it will. Our highest rated show to you. Yeah.
But, and the one thing, though, is a lot of times you tend to put to the side is transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, I'm, you know, I had this great joy. Let me tell you about this great joy, but, oh, there's also this deep wound that I need to tell you about. And that's the one thing I really, really enjoyed. I think we've got both of those sides that we've heard on this show.
Right.
Where you have those moments where you just go, wow, I wish I could have ran with you in that particular time, whether it's a joy or it's a hurt. Because in this life, you will have both.
Mm-hmm.
You will have those wounds.
Right.
And you will have those great moments where you're up on the mountain as well. And so that's been fun for me to hear that on the show so far.
Amen. Just in light of that, too, you know, in our church, we've been talking about the kingdom. We just came off this study of the culture of honor.
Yeah.
This book study we're doing, and we thought it was going to be like 5-6 weeks. Mm-hmm. It wound up taking us like 4-5 months to finish that book study.
Really?
Yeah, because we went through it, And it just – it opened up so many Pandora boxes and worm can of worms. And it made us really rethink about what we think about ministry and how we go about doing church, if I can use that term, which I don't like to say so much. But we're now doing this thing on this, on the kingdom and what it looks like and how we operate in the kingdom. And very much so. I believe – our church believes that Historias is an extension of that. I mean, it handles one aspect, which is the testimony side and getting into the people's stories and hearing how they react and what's the word I'm looking for, or how the culture of their lives play out when it comes to the kingdom. And so we were kind of just reading through parables of that Jesus spoke in Matthew chapter 13.
Nice.
The kingdom of God is like a man who goes out to sow seed. And you know, one of the things that came up in that teaching we were discussing is that he said he sowed good seed.
Yeah.
You know, earlier in that chapter, he talked about the ground that it was sowed on. So you know, some seed fell on good ground, stony ground, thorny ground, by the wayside. But in this parable, when he talks about the kingdom, he says the kingdom of God is like a man that sows good seed.
Yeah.
And so many times, I think we rush past that term. That the seed he planted in us is good.
Yeah.
And so when we go through rough times, and then later on in that chapter, it's like, while they slept, an enemy sowed tares among those seeds. And then they wake up, and they look up, and they're like, hey, I thought you sowed good seed. And he goes, well, an enemy has done this. Well, should we pull up the wheat? Nope, let them grow together, and at the right time, I'll do the separating. Wow. Well, it's so funny because the good seed he puts down, We'll start questioning if we're not careful.
Right.
We'll start questioning, I thought God is doing something good in me. And he makes it very clear. This is good seed. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with the seed. Yeah. We have a very real enemy to our souls.
Absolutely.
And in this life, you shall have tribulation.
Yeah.
And so another scripture that comes up is, don't think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which are to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. And so we're really unpacking and processing what it really means to walk in the kingdom. And when we see opposition, not to go, oh, man, I keep messing up. Maybe God didn't have a big job with me, or maybe I didn't take the seed well. Or, man, can I just say this to people who are listening? God put good seed in you.
He did.
It's good seed. There's nothing wrong with the seed he planted in you. And so it may take some cultivating. It may take some dung being thrown.
Right.
So if you go through stuff, wink, wink. Maybe he's pruning, and maybe he's fertilizing you to bring forth the good seed he's put in you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think a lot of us get frustrated about what we see God doing. And I mean, you're going through a time of transition. I call my life a life of transition.
Right.
And so many changes, so many turns, so many twists. And we start questioning, what is God doing? You know, even as we look at what God wants to do with the broadcast and where we're going directional wise. I just feel like he's put good seed in us.
He is.
And he's at work to do some good things in us. And so if I can encourage anybody out there, it's just submit to the process of what God is doing. He put good seed out there. And sometimes when you're going through rough stuff and you're like, man, what is this? You know, the very real thing is we have an enemy. And an enemy many times has done it. When we see opposition come up or weeds and tares, what they do is they try to really literally suck the life and the nutrients out of the real seed, the thing that's really supposed to be growing. And if you feel like there's things that are being sucked out of your life, things that are draining you, just be encouraged that, you know, it's not, you know, it's not your fault. It's not something bad you did, or is this some great sin, or are you not a good enough Christian? No, there's a very real enemy against you. There are trials in life, but it proves and validates the seed that's in you. If there was nothing in you, there'd be nothing to fight.
Yeah.
And so if you're not going through anything, maybe question, you know.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah,
you know, the very fact that you're going through trials and opposition means that something valuable is in you. And so we're trying to, as a church, kind of come to that realization and not beat ourselves up, but look at what we go through as inspiration, as fuel. To keep fighting and keep living this kingdom life that he's given us.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's powerful.
Yeah, I think God is doing that all across the board with us as a church, with this broadcast. man, it's been amazing, amazing ride. So yeah, that's my
great.
Post.
Yeah. When you mentioned that, it just had my mind go straight over to different times I've been able to lead youth,
mm-hmm.
I love word pictures, and so one of the word pictures I have too is, God can take those things that are difficult in life, and maybe they were thrown at by the enemy,
mm-hmm.
But are we willing to go and press through with him on those things?
Right.
Because it is a faith builder.
Right.
It's one of those things where in the word picture that I usually come up with is, it's probably an old one by now, but it's getting into a swimming pool,
mm-hmm.
and going from the shallow end to eventually God bringing you and getting you up on that high dive.
Yep.
But if you're just a new beginner swimmer, there's no way you're going to get on that high dive,
right.
Unless you're insane. And so the idea is that he is so patient and so loving.
Yeah.
And a righteous God,
mm-hmm.
but he's going to bring you through those times. And so you grow deeper,
yep.
in your walk with him. And,
right.
And that's enriching, that you are willing with your congregation,
mm-hmm.
To take the time with them to say, look, we're going to get that foundation correct.
Yeah.
Because if you don't go there, you can go off in all kinds of weird, odd, strange tangents that we have in so many different churches and things. And because it wasn't built on a foundation that it should have been built on.
Absolutely.
So that's encouraging,
yeah,
to say the least.
Thank you.
Could we take just a few seconds here,
sure.
and just talk about some of the future aspects of the church? Are we winding down?
Yeah, we're really
winding down. Okay. But I just would like to share that, hisstories.com, if you can go to hisstoriesbroadcast.com, mm-hmm. if you go there, visit our website, you'll see all the different things that we have on podcast there. And then also, if you could like us on Facebook,
yep.
And just go to His Stories Podcast,
mm-hmm.
correct? His Stories Podcast, and like us on there. We have a lot of different people who have liked us already. We'd like to have you there as well.
Yep. HisStoriesPodcast.com as well. We have both those sites, His Stories,
yes.
Broadcast and Podcast.com. And also our Facebook page is His Stories Broadcast on Facebook. And we do encourage you, if you've been listening to the show and going, man, this is great, if you or someone you think can sharing their testimony would benefit the listening audience, please do so. We also ask if you wouldn't mind donating toward our cause,
yeah.
And what we're doing. If you're an advertiser and you're like, hey, I'd like to have my advertisement on the, mm-hmm. show as well, and you'd like to sponsor a month or two or three or 12 months, please contact us that way as well. We have been so blessed by having you and the response that we've been getting from you, the listening audience on the show. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much. Kevin, why don't you close us
okay.
in the word of prayer.
Father in heaven, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Thank you for who you are. And Lord, we just thank you that you reign. Lord, I ask you to be with those that have great joys right now and those who are hurting. Ask you just watch over them. Lord, we again give you high honor. I thank you for my brother Gil, and I thank you for this program here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to His Stories Broadcast. We hope that you take a moment to look at us online for more encouraging stories of God transforming lives. We would also like to hear your stories, so drop us a line at hisstoriesbroadcast.com. That's hisstoriesbroadcast.com to add your part to the story God is telling.